be there fast.
Choosing the right fence height for your Florida yard. Hi everyone, DJ Markison here, owner of Fence Company near me. When you're looking to install a new fence here in Pinellas, one of the most critical decisions you'll make, right alongside choosing the material, is deciding on the height. It's a choice that impacts everything from your home's curb appeal and property value to your daily sense of privacy and security. Choosing the wrong height can lead to a yard that feels either too exposed or unnecessarily closed off, and in some cases, it can even result in a knock on the door from a code enforcement officer. Getting the height right the first time ensures that your investment serves its purpose for years to come without any legal or aesthetic regrets. To choose the best height for your yard, you first need to identify your primary goal. If your main objective is to keep pets and children safe while maintaining an open, friendly feel for your front yard, a 4-foot fence is often the ideal choice. This height provides a clear boundary and prevents smaller dogs from wandering off, but it's low enough to allow you to wave to neighbors and keep your home's architecture visible from the street. Many neighborhoods in Pinellas actually require shorter fences in the front yard to maintain a consistent look along the block. So a 4-foot picket or aluminum fence is a very common and practical solution for these areas. If privacy is your top priority, you will likely want to step up to a 6-foot fence. This is the standard height for backyards across Florida because it effectively blocks the line of sight for most people walking by or living next door. A 6-foot vinyl or wood privacy fence transforms your backyard into a secluded retreat where you can relax or entertain without feeling watched. This height is also excellent for security, as it's much more difficult to scale than a shorter fence. However, before you commit to this height, you must verify your local municipality's specific codes. While 6 feet is standard for rear and side yards, some specific zones or homeowners associations have strict rules about where a fence of this height can begin in relation to the front of your house. In some unique situations, you might consider an 8-foot fence, though these are much less common in residential areas and often require special permits. An 8-foot fence is typically reserved for properties that back up to busy commercial areas, loud highways, or multi-story buildings, where a standard 6-foot fence doesn't provide enough of a visual or sound barrier. Because of the increased wind load here in Florida, an 8-foot fence requires much deeper post footings and heavier reinforcement to stay upright during a storm. We always recommend checking with the Pinellas County Building Department early in the planning phase if you feel you need this extra height, as the variance process can be time-consuming. Finally, don't forget to account for the grade of your land and any specific pool safety requirements. If your yard has significant slopes, the height of the fence may vary relative to the ground at different points, which can affect both the look and the effectiveness of the barrier. Furthermore, if you are fencing in a pool area, Florida's Residential Swimming Pool Safety Act has very specific requirements for fence height and gate latches that must be followed to pass inspection. By considering your needs for privacy, checking your local zoning laws, and accounting for safety regulations, you can select a fence height that perfectly balances functionality with style. Until next time, this is DJ Markison, your friendly fence guy, reminding you that a solid fence leads to solid peace of mind.
Fast.